All right, welcome back to another episode of Fireside Chats. I'm Stu Saunders.
I'm Ash Bear.
And this week, we are talking, or this day, whenever you're listening to this, I don't know, if you're spreading these out over weeks.
I listen to them all at once.
I would too. It's an hour of your life. Not even. But today's episode is all about something that is important to every single camper that comes to camp, no question about it. It is not one of the what I say, the hubs.
One of the hubs of YLCC.
Which is the tuck shop. Episode this week is all about, ba-boom, tuck. By the way, if you're listening to this and not watching it, we're pointing at things and there's a fire behind us. It's really great. The tuck shop is something that's been around at camp since we began. It's a camp tradition at many camps all over Ontario, and it's no different at YLCC. Ash, tell our camp parents and campers all about the tuck shop.
Awesome. The tuck shop is awesome. It's our camp store. We've got cool swag like this hoodie.
I'm not wearing a swag today.
This hoodie is last year's hoodie, so we won't have this one, but we have really cool ones for
every
this year.
Every year, new swag.
And then we have candy. All the sweet treats. It's a really great spot. We make sure that campers get to go to the tuck shop once a day. But instead of your camper carrying around their wallet, because that can get lost, and money can get lost, and that's never fun. What we do for your camper is that you make a prepayment on registration day, or maybe you already paid for tuck on your online registration. Thank you. And then they have a tuck tab. So every time they go to the tuck shop with their counselor, they get money taken off their tab, which is awesome. So we encourage you to give your camper a tuck tab. If you're not going to give them a tuck tab, it's not a mandatory thing, but know that it is something that they do with their group every day. What I recommend with the tuck shop is on registration day, definitely to look at the different pieces of swag, so kind of our bigger items that are for sale, like our hoodies, we have some cool hats and water bottles and stuff like that. And I would buy those on day one of camp.
That way you get more chance of getting the size you want.
Yes. Our swag goes really quickly. We try to reorder it midsummer as well with the popular things, but sometimes it doesn't come in super quick. So I would buy those on registration day and then leave a tuck tab for your camper for candy for the rest of the week. And that's basically how the tuck shop works. Now, with the tuck tab, that means that we don't allow campers to have any money or wallets with them at camp. We just don't want them to get lost or stolen. If you want to leave your camper's wallet at camp, what we do is we put it in our safe in the office. But if you can bring it home, it's just so much easier. Yeah. But if there's, we can always work around things, but definitely not having a wallet with like debit cards and stuff and cash.
It's a better idea.
It just makes life easier for your camper.
A couple things to remember is parents always ask, how much should my camper spend per day? And $3 to $4 a day is about average what campers spend.
Yeah, and we definitely limit
to two treats.
We don't overload sugar. No. Your camper can't spend $20 in one day.
And if your camper's coming for day camp, it's even a smaller amount. It's a set small amount for day camp. But overnight campers are typically $3 to $4 a day, and you can pay for that when you come, as Ash said, when you register with Visa, MasterCard, American Express, debit card. You can have cash and even old school
Canadian Tire money.
Yes, we take it at par. So a dollar Canadian Tire money is how much Canadian dollars?
Let me do the math on that. That would be...
A dollar. So it's par. For dollar. And you might say, Stu, why do you do Canadian Tire money? Because we need a lot of things for camp. Paint and things to fix and toys and basketballs. And we can buy all that stuff at Canadian Tire. So you've got it stuck in the drawer. Bring it to camp and we will use it. And you finally have a use for it.
Perfect.
So tuck shop's a great place. Kids love it and we love it.
All our products that we serve in the tuck shop are NetAware products. If your camper has a different sort of dietary that you're worried that they might not be able to have anything from our tuck shop, just send us a message or give us a call. And sometimes the solution is for you to bring snacks that we would leave in the tuck shop for them. But
there's allergenic reasons.
Allergies, yeah.
Allergy reasons.
But there's always a solution. So know that we love the tuck shop. Your campers love the tuck shop. And it's a cool way for them to
have a nice sweet treat. But yes. Parents always ask too, do they get to have tuck whenever they want? They never get tuck before meals.
Oh yeah.
So it's always after a meal. It's never before a meal. So we always make sure the campers eat a healthy meal first and then they could possibly go to the tuck shop.
Totes my goats.
That's it.
That's all of it.
All right. So until next time, I'm Stu.
I'm Ash.
We'll see you around the campfire.